Hello, this is Alan Fairweather. Now, have you ever heard people in your organisation saying, this would be a great business if it wasn't for the customers? Well, it's really easy to get rid of customers. You don't have to do very much at all. But let me come back to that. I need to have a whinge first. I recently phoned the manager of the local Virgin Active gym where I'm a member. Now, he had previously asked me to contact him if I had any concerns about their service. So, I politely pointed out that I was less than happy with the way the club kept changing the times of fitness classes at short notice and with no concern for what the members wanted at all. He said he'd look into it and get back to me. And I never heard a word from him again. Turnover of members in gyms and health clubs is extremely high. They spend a great deal of their time and money trying to recruit new members. Now, I'm sure that you've heard that it costs five times as much to find a new customer as it does to hold on to an existing one. So let's consider why you lose customers. A survey suggested that customers leave a business for four basic reasons. Number one, 14% will leave because they're dissatisfied with the quality of the product or the service. And number two, 9% leave because of price. Number three, 5% leave for other reasons, such as they die, they leave the area, or have no further need for your product or service. And number four, and wait for it, a whacking great 72% leave because of supplier indifference. Now, over the past few months, four of my friends have cancelled their membership of the gym. They haven't given up on their fitness regime. They've just moved to other gyms, much smaller and more personal. They just felt that the gym that we were members of didn't seem to care whether they were there or not. And that's what we call supplier indifference. The facilities at the gym are good, but the communication with the staff could be much improved. Too many organisations give customers the impression that they don't care about repeat business. I've stayed in hotels, I've dealt with banks and stores, and dealt with many suppliers who didn't seem to care whether I came back or not. A member of staff at one budget airline recently told me that if I didn't like being delayed for 2.5 hours, then I could always go elsewhere. We need to continually let our customers know that we care about them. We need to keep in touch, we need to write to them or send them information and occasionally phone them. And we certainly need to call them back when they phone us. When they contact us, we need to make sure that we sound warm and friendly, pleased to hear from them, efficient, and maybe even look and sound like we're fun to do business with. It's not a lot different from our personal relationships. If we don't keep telling the people close to us how much we care, or keep writing and phoning them, then we shouldn't be surprised if they leave us one day. Remember the saying, when should you tell your partner that you care about them? Before somebody else does. Use logic and emotion to keep your customers. Give them the best products or service and give value for money. However, always remember, your competitors will be doing much the same thing. The difference will be determined by how you communicate either face-to-face, on the phone, by letter or email. Overall, customers just want to feel good. They want to feel better after they've dealt with you or anyone in your business than they did before. If you can create that feeling, then you're well on your way to keeping your customers. I wish you every success and look forward to speaking with you again sometime soon.